الشيرس في معناها تغشي الشيرس كارا 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 يشازا أني تقدا يشا باخر بولان تايرا It was requested that I should speak in English. I generally dislike to speak in English, Divrei Torah. Yiddish was hallowed, it was Niskadesh, by Doirei Doirei Doiris of Aviseinu v'Rabiseinu Hagdoishim. It was the language that Yidden spoke, and it was Nischus of not speaking the language of the land that Yidden were out of Mitzrayim. However, there is a hechrich. There are some who don't understand Yiddish. And because of that, it certainly is appropriate that for their purpose we have to speak in English. And the Gemara darshens, Dirshu Hashem b'yimotzei. Seek the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when he finds himself, when he is available. This pasuk of Yeshaya HaNavi is explained by Chazal. When is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam available? When does he find himself for you? Eilu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyam HaKippurim. The Shechina of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the covered of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is Bashamayim, Ushmei Hashamayim, and higher and higher. But in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Shechina HaGadoisha can descend. It comes down to us, it lowers itself to make itself available for us. And I will ask Mechila from the Divrei Torah, which I am going to mention, I will, with COVID, ask the Divrei Torah to condescend into the Gayesha language, the English language, so that it should be available for us. So as I mentioned, the Gemara darshens, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzei. Seek the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when he is available, when he makes himself being found for you. The Bali Musal explained this Chazal that the Shechina is behimatzai in the Asaras Yamim Shemir Rosh Hashanah liyam HaKippurim with a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma that there was a certain katzav, a butcher, who was disrespectful to Rav. And of course, he asked Rav Mechila. That butcher was such a bal gaiva, he didn't even find it necessary to go and be mefayes Rav, to ask him for Mechila. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Rav expected him to come. Who isn't Mephayas as Aveirei on Erev Yom Kippur? But the butcher didn't come. So Rav said, I am going to him. He doesn't come to me. I am going to him. And Rav came down and was standing right in front of the butcher shop. And that butcher just ignored Rav. He didn't care. He went on chopping the meat, and as he chopped, a bone was thrust into his throat, and he passed away. An einish, a punishment, that Rav made himself available to him, and he didn't use the opportunity to ask him a chila. So this is how the Bali Musar explained this Gemara. It's true, it is for our benefit that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam makes himself available for us. And in these 10 days, we have the big schus. We have the big siyata dishmaya that the Shechina Agdoisha is with us. It comes down from the Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim and comes down into this low earth to make itself available so that we should feel the Kedusha of the Shechina. It should inspire us with Kedusha, with Hehurei Tshuva, and we should do Tshuva, we should ask forgiveness from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. This is the good side of the coin, the benefit. But Oy Vey is to the one who, like that butcher, doesn't take this opportunity when the Rabbeinu Shleilam is available. He's in front of you. He's standing at your door. You're not asking him a chila. You're not doing tshuva. So this chazal is a very inspiring chazal, but it's a very cautioning chazal. Watch out. If you don't do tshuva now when the Rabbeinu Shleilam is around, the Einish Chas V'Shalom will be bigger. Yom Kippur at night, before Kol Nidre, every Yid feels a certain pachat. Every Yid feels that. It's in the ear. It's in the Kedushas Hayyim. When the sun takes of Kedushas Hayyim, kihu neire ve'ayim, the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim is very, very great. And it's the day that the Kayin Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Torah is Nitzchiyus. To a certain degree, every Yid goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Better yet, the Kodesh HaKadoshim comes down to us. Tiyashu es Hashem b'himatzei. The Rabbeinu Shalom makes himself available to us. We don't have to go to him, he comes to us. So on Yom Kippur night, every Yid gets feelings of remorse, of tshuva. He feels bad for what he was meireid k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's overpowered with emotion and a desire to be mefayes as mechila from the Torah. So what do? Does everybody go up to the Yaron HaKodesh and ask mechila from the Torah? No. In the spirit of Yom Kippur, we take out the Sefer Torah and we carry the Sefer Torah around the entire Bes Medrash. The Sefer Torah comes to us. We don't have to go to the Sefer Torah. And we have to caress the Sefer Torah, kiss the Sefer Torah, and ask Mechila from every ice in the Sefer Torah, from every mitzvah in the Sefer Torah. If Chas v'Shalom, if I was over on anything in the Sefer Torah, I'm asking Mechila from the Sefer Torah, and I am expressing my appreciation, my desire, and my band, my dveikus to the Sefer Torah. So Chazal tell us that the day of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, as the Pasuk says, is Neira Ma'id, Yayim Hashem Neira Ma'id, Umi Yechilenu. Nobody can fathom, nobody can measure the greatness of the Kedusha of Yayim HaKippurim. It's Yayim HaKadosh. And we're approaching Yayim HaKippurim. We're getting prepared for tomorrow night and for the day that follows. But this Yayim HaKippurim has something extra special for us, more than any other ordinary Yom Kippurim, because it comes together with Shabbos. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Ilu Shamru Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos Miyad Negalim. If the Yidden would correctly observe the two Shabbosos, so some Mefarshim, some Darshanim explain Because Shabbos is called Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbosim. There's another day that's Shabbos. Yom Kippurim is also called Shabbos Shabbosim. It's the Shabbos of Ordo Shabbosim. It's the Shabbos that Ordo Shabbosim of the year spilled into this Shabbos. But when Yom Kippurim and Shabbos come together, the Kayach of Yom Kippurim is much, much stronger. Yom Kippurim is fortified by the Gedusha of Shabbos. And Shabbos is fortified by the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim. The Kedusha of the day is compounded. It's a much, much greater Kedusha. And if Yidden would observe these Shnei Shabbosis, a day that both Shabbosis come together, Shabbos and Yom Kippurim together, if they would only keep such a great Yom Kippur, such a special Yom Kippur, the way it's supposed to be kept, and behave in that Yom Kippur, and utilize that Yom Kippur, the way it's supposed to be utilized, to do tshuva, to make a cheshbon, to start and turn a new page and start on a new track, that mikan ve'eilech cheshbon eladach yusa, from now on I'm going to remain pure. I'm not going to spoil the kedusha of Yom Kippurim. I'm not going to contaminate the purity that Yom Kippurim is offering to me. And I'm going to go out and maintain this kedusha for the entire year. So this Yom Kippurim that it comes out Shabbos is compounded by the kedusha of Shabbos is enough to bring the geula. The Arvei Nachal explains the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Kippurim with a mashal. There was a melech, and that melech had a servant who was very devoted to the melech. And when everybody, all the subjects of the king, abandoned the king, and they didn't care to him, they didn't pay homage to him. But this particular Eved, this servant, was devoted and faithful to the Melech. And therefore, the Melech took him into his palace, and he appointed him that he is the Reish of all the Sarim, and everything goes through him. And as time went on, this Eved forgot the great schus that he has of being such a Eved to the Melech so near, who was Heviania Melech Adarav, that the Melech brought him into his palace, and he started disobeying the Melech. The Melech was disappointed. He still loved the servant, but he wanted him to have a lesson. So he expelled him from the palace. And as he was expelled, he continued even more to disobey the Melech. So, therefore, he usually had two friends, the two children of the Melech, and they were very friendly to this servant. And whenever they judged this servant why he was disobedient, so these two friends, the children of the Melech, took his part and they argued for him in his favor. And the time came that this servant was silly enough to get into a quarrel with these two friends of his, the children of the Melech. And therefore, they they refused to take his part again in the day of his judgment. So this servant was very dejected. What should he do? I give out. Who's going to take my part now? Who's going to argue for me? So there was a chacham there and says, what are you wasting time? What are you klutzing? Fall to the feet of the two children of the king and ask them mechila. They love you. They're going to be nispayes to you. And they'll argue for you before the judge. And that's what he did. So the Avi Nachal explains that this melech, of course, is a melech malchi amalachim. And the servant is a Jewish nation that Hashem misinei b'vizarech misei olamai b'fiyah mehaparan. When all the Goyim disrespected and disobeyed the Melech Malchi HaMelechim, the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, remained obedient and bound to him. So Haviyani HaMelech Adarav, he brought them into Eretz Yisrael, into the Beis HaMikdash. And then they started doing Averis. They were expelled from the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever they were disobedient, they had two children of the king. The daughter of the king, that's the Shabbos HaMalka, the Bas Melech. And the son of the king, that's the Taira HaGadoisha. They always took his part. But then Klal Yisrael started being disobedient to the Taira. And also they didn't keep Shabbos correctly. So therefore, the Taira and Shabbos didn't want to argue anymore for Klal Yisrael and to bring Zechusim for him in the Yom Adin. So what's the Eitzah? Now that Shabbos is here and Shabbos alone is our judge, what's the Eitzah? Fall to the feet of the Shabbos. Weep, cry, beseech, ask Mechila. You're going to keep Shabbos the way it's supposed to be kept. And ask Mechila from the Torah. And these two Sanhedrin are going to argue for you, for the judge, for by the Yom HaDin, and you are going to go out of Schus. That is what the Avi Nachal says. Now, and this is really what I, in the few moments that are left to talk to you, I want to bring across a certain message. If I'll be zeiche, it'll be heard and accepted. We have to be mechabed the Shabbos. Zachar es yaim haShabbos mekadshei. We have to be mekadesh the Shabbos. Of course, we're not allowed to do any of the lamitas melachis, or the toldos, or the drabanans of Shabbos. We're not allowed to do any melacha, medaraisa or medrabanan on Shabbos. But that's not enough. We have to be mekadesh the Shabbos. Shabbos is the bas melach. Shabbos is the princess which walks among us, Shabbos HaMalka. We have to be mechabed her accordingly, with kavod. We have to give kavod to the Shabbos. Now, I'll ask you, Bachri. You all ba'alei das, some more, some still more. Everybody hears about das, you're learning Torah. Shabbos comes. You went in the morning to daven, you wake your Shabbos like a suda, and then there's whole afternoon left. So, do you think that Shabbos has hana'ah? Is it a covet for the Shabbos? If somebody, zum Beispiel, would take a Jewish press and start reading the covet Shabbos, that's covet for the Shabbos. Shabbos is kulei kedusha. Shabbos, as we say, yom menucha u'kedusha le'yamcha nesata. It isn't a day of rest, like the Havdu by the Goyim, their day of rest, when the only thing that they indulge in on the day of rest is Gufni is Dika Hanais. Shabbos is the Yom of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's Yom Menucha U'Kedusha. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi, and more than that, Vayikadesh Eisai. And it's a mitzvah that we should proclaim this Kedusha with Kiddush Alakais. Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is a Yom of Kedusha. Shabbos should be spent with Torah, with Shireis V'Sishbachais, with Tfilais, with Dvarim Shev Gedusha. That's what Shabbos is meant for. Not to do your reading, not to do your Gayesha homework, not to be Isaac in an Yanim of Hanos Aguf, and forgetting that it is Yom Ki Yom Zagadol V'Kadosh Hu L'Fenecha Lishbas Bay V'Lanuah Bay. How? Ki Mitzvahs Ritzaynecha, like it's the Ratzin of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's how Shabbos should be kept. You should understand what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam means with giving you the Shabbos. He wants you to absorb on that day Kedusha. It should last you for the whole week. Not that you should spend the Shabbos with all kinds of pleasures, gufnizdike pleasures, that have no shaychus with Kedusha, that have no shaychus with your relation with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his Torah. Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. Hamanuchu menucha le'am Yisrael b'gedushasai b'yom Shabbos Kedush. And you have to remember Zacharas Yom HaShabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? The Kaddishai. By making it a day of Kedusha. Not with reading books on it, not with reading newspapers on it. A day of Kulei Kedusha. Not even talking Dvarim B'Teilim on Shabbos. Avadi, we're never supposed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim. V'dibarta bam v'loi b'Dvarim B'Teilim. But especially so on Shabbos. The Medrash tells us Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had a mother that enjoyed talking a lot. And she was talking a lot on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Mommy, today is Shabbos. These words were uttered with so much Kedusha that she was overcome by the Kedusha of Shabbos. And she never again talked an extra word on Shabbos. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in 6 days, Vayonach b'yom ha-shviyi, and he rested on the seventh day. How did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam create the world? With dibur, Vayomer lekim yihi yayah, Vayomer lekim yihi rekiyah. So on Shabbos, the menucha should be even amira, the type of menucha that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam rested from talking, from the vayomers, which were those creative vayomers, which are the asarim amoris of mindset breishes. So if somebody wants to fit into the pattern of Shabbos, he should do likewise. Shabbos should only be divrei kedusha, divrei Torah, Shireis v'sishbachais, brachais v'haidois, and like we see, that there is much more mizmeirim added to the tefillah of Shabbos than we do in the weekdays, because Shabbos is a day of mizmashir liyayim ha-Shabbos, tzai v'lohaydes l'Hashem. It's a day that Shabbos sings the zemel of kavod to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. All the malachim sing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Yekar Gedula, Shavach Yekar Gedula, Yitnu Lekel Yaitza Kail, Hamanchu Gedusha Lam Yisrael, Hamanchu Menucha Lam Yisrael, Begdusha Say. So we should join the chorus of the malachim and sing along with them Shiris V'Zishbachais and B'Shira Shel Torah. So with this, I will conclude. Shabbos, this Yom HaKippurim, is a compounded Yom HaKippurim. It's multiplied by the Kedusha of Shabbos. Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara tells us in Yom HaKippurim, Mishneh, is Mechapeo and all the Ladin. If somebody is either on the lav that there is a Chiv Malkus on it, Yom HaKippurim is Mechapeo. But on things, on a virus which a chayiv kareis or misa, Yom HaKippurim is toile. You do tshuva and it's toile, but chas v'shalom, a person still have to suffer yesurim to eradicate the avera, the roisham, the mark, the smear, that's left by the Aveira. Even Yom Kippurim leaves over a mark. But when it's coupled with Shabbos, the Turei Zahav in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos explains that even such Aveiris that Yom Kippur alone can't be Mechapel, but with the Kedusha of Shabbos, it is Mechapel. So this Yom Kippurim is a special, special Yom Kippurim. Because the Gemara Tashin's Shayma Shabbos Mechalalai. Altikha Mechalalai Alamachalalai. Even if somebody is Eivet Aveidah Zarek, but Shabbos together with Yom Kippurim is Mechapel. So the Turei Zahav says in the Akdama to Hilchas Shabbos that that's the Kayach of the Shabbos. So this Yom Kippurim, we are fortunate of having such a Shabbos. Shnei Shabbos, a double Shabbos. Yom Kippurim with Shabbos together. And therefore, a serious bachur, a bachur who really intends to utilize Yom Kippurim, to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim, and enjoy the cleansing powers of Yom Kippurim, to go out of Yom Kippurim clear, pure, naki b'li chait, without any chait, prepare for this coming Yom Kippurim. It's a special, special Yom Kippurim. A Yom Kippurim that eradicates a virus that an ordinary Yom Kippurim can't. A Shabbos like Yom Kippurim. And nothing happens without Hashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. Rabbi Yisai, everybody knows, there are big things happening in the world today. I'll just mention one chazal, it's a medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's also a Gemara in Megillah, that Melchama is a schauta de geula, the Gemara says in Megillah. The medrash says, Kishatira malchiyais mizgarais zu im zu, tzapei laraglei Mashiach. When you see that the nations are preparing, are irritated and they're preparing to wage war one with another, it's a very appropriate time to hope for Mashiach. This is what's happening in the world today. The Malchiyais HaMizgari Zu B'Zu. We all are mispalo to the Rabbi Neshleim that no harm should be Chas V'Shalom befall any Yid in the world. We shall be speared, that we shall be lefleita, b'hat siyein tiya pleita, and we're mispalo in the Yom Tov and the Alev Yavei, that the Rabban Yisraelim should remember as zichen Mashiach tzidkecha, v'zichen ka'amcha beis Yisrael lefnecha lefleita. We shall be speared. We shall escape all injuries and all troubles. But the world is now a powder cake. One spark could ignite the entire world. When you see such a condition, Sapei l'raglei Mashiach, expect Mashiach. And who knows? Maybe the Rabban Yishlodim this year gave us such a Yom Kippurim, which is coupled with the Kedusha of Shabbos, that we should be that we should have such a wonderful, powerful Yom Kippurim. Enough to eradicate all the aviras that we should be zayicha to be as a Mashiach. And that is something that we have to be mispalel for on Yom Kippurim and the Ori Aseret Tshuva to ask of Echein Ten Kavod Hashem Liyamecha Tehila L'Rayecha V'aricha Sneo Levan Yishay Mashiachecha. And the similar Chat Hashem Levadecha, let all the nations and all the peoples in the world realize that there's one Rabbeinu Shel Olam,
V'yeda kol polo kiata piyalte v'yavin kol yitzur kiata yitzalte v'yayma kol asher neshama biyapay. We're hoping that this year will be the year when everybody will realize v'yayma kol asher neshama biyapay Hashem alekei Yisrael melech malchusei b'kol mishalem. So Hashem Yisborosh should help you and all of Klal Yisrael. We shall all be written down and be and b'ksiva hu b'chasima b'seifa chayim bracha b'shalayim u'fanasa taiva u'gzeireis taivais yeshuais v'nachamais, and we should have a shnaz ge'ula v'yeshua, and we shall all see the glory, the kavod of Mashiach tzidkeinu v'sachzena einenu b'shuvcha l'tziyon b'rachamim.